Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu only wrote down 8 shlokas of his teachings, his Shaishastika. Have you seen the writings of his associates, Lokchandas Thakur, Chaitanya Jai, Chaitanya Mangal, Krishnas Kaviraj, Chaitanya Charitamrita? You'll see so many teachings of Lord Chaitanya. And you can understand that those are the direct words of Lord Chaitanya because there are quotation marks around those statements. They are not the words of the author, Vrindavan Das, or Krishnas Kaviraj, or Lokchandas Thakur, but they're the direct words of Lord Chaitanya. So the teachings of Lord Chaitanya are actually very vast. Not many subject matters. You can see the direct quotations in various books. But from his own mouth and from his own hand, there are 8 teachings that are particularly significant. And in his last years in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya spoke the Shikshastaka prayers. And one of the prayers, the 5th prayer, is explaining. It says, "Ai nanda tanjikin karam patitam baam shayim bhavanga kripya atavaparabham kajam sthita dhuli sadrisham vichintiya." Now how did Lord Chaitanya speak this prayer? What was the source? Where did this prayer come from? What was his mood behind this prayer? Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami in Antilila, chapter 20 of Chaitanya Charitamrita, he explains what was the mood behind this prayer. Ati dainya punamage dasya bhakti dhan apanare kare samsari jiva abhiman. Prabhupada's translation. In great humility, considering himself a conditioned soul of the material world, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again expressed his desire to be endowed with service to the Lord. So Kaviraj Goswami explains that Lord Chaitanya, he's offering this prayer, Ai Nanda Tanajakin Gram, in the mood of a jiva abhiman, with the abhiman or the mentality of a conditioned soul. I'm a conditioned soul, conditioned, controlled, covered by janma, mrityu, jara, vyadhi. And he's begging the Lord for service. So this verse is a great prayer for service. But it's starting from the position of actually admitting what is our actual position. Lord Chaitanya is warning everyone, don't you see? We're in an ocean, this bhava amruti. First, Lord Chaitanya begins the Shikshastaka by saying, Chaito Dharma Marjanam, Bhava Mahandavati Nirvapanam. Then he says that this Sankirtan, chanting the holy name, distributing the holy name, as Bhakti Chur Maharaj was saying, this Sankirtan is Ananda Amruti. Ananda Amruti. It is an ocean of bliss for one who takes part, for one who receives, for one who worships or glorifies or reads about or hears about the Sankirtan movement. He experiences joy in the heart, happiness, ananda, bliss. So this first Lord Chaitanya explains there's this anandambuddhi, shloka number 1. Then when he gets to shloka number 5, he says, but there's another ambuddhi, bhavambuddhi, Bhavasagara, Bhavasindhu. That is the ocean of birth and death, the ocean of material existence. If one falls into an ocean and he wants to cross that ocean, if he reaches out in the ocean and he grabs onto straw or some seaweed in the ocean and tries to cross it, he'll be a failure. Just like if someone tries to cross the ocean of birth and death by taking shelter of jhana, or karma, or yoga, or tapa, he won't be successful. It's just like grabbing straws. If you grab a little piece of straw in the ocean, it'll take it down. When you drown, the straw will go with you by your weight. There's no shelter there. So this is Lord Chaitanya saying, look at our situation. We're suffering in the ocean. And what is our solution? So he's crying out. He says, Bhavambhuri, this is an ocean of suffering, and I need some connection somewhere. I need to be connected with a shelter. So he's in a mood of crying, and he cries out to the son of Nanda Maharaj. This form of Krishna, as we heard, not Dwarka Krishna, or Vasudeva Krishna, or Narayana Vishnu. Hey, I am Nanda Tanajikin Karam. So he's saying, Lord Chaitanya is showing us what is our mood. We're crying, we realize I'm surrounded by an ocean, and I'm drowning. I really am drowning. And there's so many obstacles and so many difficulties I'm facing. And I must find shelter at the Padmapankaja, at the lotus feet of Krishna. Nanda, nanda, nanda. So he cries out and he says, Kinkaram, I am your servant. I am your servant. Kinkaram or Kinkara comes from the word Kinkaromi. The vision of this word, Kinkara, means you're standing before your master. You're standing before your master with your hands folded in submission and humility. And you're saying, Kinkaromi, what can I do? How can I serve you? What can I do for you? So from the one level, as a conditioned soul, it is Kinkaram, or Kinkara. What can I do for you, my dear Lord? You are my master, Nanda Nandana, O Krishna. And it is actually my eternal sarup. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains in Bhajan Mahasyam, he asks the question, what is the eternal sarup of the jiva? In this verse, Lord Chaitanya answers that question. What is the eternal sarup of the jiva? This is Ayi Nanda Tanaja Kinkaram. The eternal sarup, the nitya sarup, or shuddha, the pure sarup of every jiva, is a servant of Krishna. Dasana dasana das. Kinkaram. So the surrendered soul, he feels this incredible position of suffering and danger. Just like in the ocean, what do you have in the ocean? And what do you have in some oceans? You have saltwater creatures like crocodiles and alligators and sharks. So it's a very dangerous place in the ocean. So this ocean material existence is full of sharks and crocodiles. Kaviraj explains that Mayavadi philosophy is like being swallowed by a crocodile. Impersonal philosophy, Buddhism, Shunyavadi, and there are these sharks of sense gratification waiting to devour us, Kaam, Krodh, Lobha, Moha. And you see, when Lord Chaitanya, his example, although he was in Gambhira, he's on Gambhira relishing these verses and speaking these verses, Ayin Nanda Tanajikin Kuram. At the same time, he would go every day to Todagopinath. And he would sit on the side of Govardhan Hill, Chataka Parvat, Sandunas, which is Govardhan Hill, and he would hear Gadadhar Pandit narrate the Srimad Bhagavatam. So what would Lord Chaitanya listen to? Would he only listen to the 10th canto, Rasalila? Like Maharaj is saying. What is the example of Lord Chaitanya from the holy lips of Gadadhar Pandit? What would he listen to? Prahlad Shiksha. 7th canto of the Bhagavatam. And what else would he listen to? He would listen to Dhruva Shiksha, the 4th canto of the Bhagavatam. And how would he take that? He would take that as great nourishment for his bhakti, for his mood of kinkaram, the mood of servant. So this, we see if we're following Lord Chaitanya, we want to worship Lord Chaitanya and get to drink that ras, that Chaitanya ras, from his feet, that Radha Ras, Sudha Nidhi, The Maharaj was speaking, Bhakti Kshu said, you worship Lord Chaitanya, you serve Lord Chaitanya, you can taste that Radha Ras, that pure nectar from his feet, because he is Krishna and he is Radha. So from the feet of Lord Chaitanya comes Radha Charanamrita, Krishna Charanamrita. So we follow, we worship Lord Chaitanya by worshipping his instructions and his teachings also. Because if we want to distribute his teachings and distribute the sankirtan, push on the sankirtan movement, then we must know what the teachings are. So here is this example that he would study the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj and hear from Gadadhara Pandit repeatedly. And when he took sannyas, when Lord Chaitanya took sannyas, he met with his mother Sachi. And Sachi was very attached, and she only came to know by a rumor that he was taking sannyas. He didn't tell her directly, but she could understand by his movements that very soon it seemed like he was going to leave the house the next day. So then Lord Chaitanya, he spoke, he preached to his mother, to Mother Sachi. He preached to her to be detached. And how did he preach? He preached the story of Dhruva Maharaj. How a son should go to the forest and pursue God realization, go to Madhavar and serve the Lord, and the mother should just carry on in a steadfast way. And then after Mother Sachi heard Lord Chaitanya preaching like that, she said, yes, you will go to the forest like Dhruva Maharaj and do tapasya and penance, and you will become a great yogi, but I will go with you and I will become a great yogini. Which wasn't exactly the effect that Lord Chaitanya wanted, but anyway, that was her love, and of course she didn't go, she stayed. So Lord Chaitanya, he showed us that these teachings are so important to develop the required purity of consciousness to go to higher states of Krishna consciousness. We should hear repeatedly about Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. And we look at the example of our Guru Maharaj. What was one of the favorite sections of Bhagavatam for Srila Prabhupada? Bhakti Prahlad, Prahlad Shiksha. So much Prabhupada gave lectures about learning the Sringadeva, removing the anarthas. And then we wondered, why is Prabhupada speaking so much Lord Nisringadeva? But then Bhakti Vinod came and revealed that you want Prabhupada's preaching the service of Radha Madhava. Deep loving, this is what Lord Chaitanya is preaching, the eternal service of Radha Madhava. And Prabhupada's teaching the same thing. But to get the service of Radha Madhava, we have to be free from the bhava ambudhi. Kankro lo mamatsarya. So these anarthas are destroyed by Nisringadeva. And Bhakti Vinod explains that in Navabhava Tarangini. And then by the mercy of Lord Srinadeva, these anarthas are removed, and then we can get the full measure of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. So when Lord Chaitanya heard the teachings of Dhruva Maharaj from Gadadhara Pandit, and he heard how Dhruva was standing alone in the forest, and he was crying out and crying out for the darshan of the Lord and the mercy of the Lord, Lord Chaitanya took that, and he was also crying out. He says, yes, just as as Dhruva was crying for the Lord, I must also cry for the Lord. Just like, so this is the mood of this verse, because this verse is Ayinanda Tanajakin Karam. So if you go to a deeper level of this verse, when you say Ayi, that means feminine, means the feminine side. If Lord Chaitanya said, hey Nanda Suno Kutaha, like in the Goswami's prayers we say, hey Nanda Suno Kutaha, that's masculine. But in this is Ai Nanda Tanuja Kimkara. So this Ai means feminine, so the Kimkara means that this prayer, Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Radha Bhav. Radha Bhav. He's in the mood of Radharani crying out to the son of Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Nanda, please keep me fixed on your lotus feet. Please put me on your lotus, my head on your lotus feet, and please give your lotus feet to me. Because from Radharani, from Krishna to Radharani, all the way down, everyone is a servant of the servant of the servant. Kim Karam. As Krishna stands before Radharani, Kim Karomi, with folded hands, and he says, how may I serve you? And Radharani stands before Krishna with folded hands and says, how may I serve you? And the disciple stands before the spiritual master and before the deity of Lord Chaitanya, oh Guru and Gauranga, how may I serve you? This is Ayananda Dhanachapinka. So when Lord Chaitanya heard the description of Dhruva Maharaj crying out, he took that in the mood of Radhava, crying out for Krishna, "Hey Krishna, where are you? Hey Krishna, where are you?" And when he heard Gadadhara Pandit describe the teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, if we look at the life of Prahlad Maharaj, he had to undergo so many obstacles. So many obstacles and difficulties to worship his Lord, and that whenever he was chanting, his followers say, "Stop that, stop that! Stop that kirtan!" And he would try to impede him and block him in so many ways, and then he gave him poison to kill him. Hiranyakashipu gave poison to kill Prahlad. And then Prahlad took that poison from his father as nectar. He took that and he drank it as just prasad nectar. And of course it acted like nectar, it didn't kill him. So when Lord Chaitanya heard Gadadhara describe all these, the hardships and the difficulties that Prahlad went through to worship his Lord, immediately he was thinking, in the mood of Radharani, he was thinking, "Oh yes, I have to go through so many hardships also. My mother-in-law is against me, Jatila, and my sister-in-law, Jatila, is against me, and the people in the village are against me, and there's so many obstacles for me to go and meet Krishna. But somehow, and even, I so much want to serve the Lord and be with the Lord that I can overcome all these obstacles, just like Prahlad. By remembering Prahlad, I can overcome all these obstacles. And I'm even ready to give up my fame as a chaste housewife. I'm even willing to suffer defamation, the poison of defamation, if I can taste the nectar of Krishna's service." So this is how Lord Chaitanya, how he took this teaching of Prahlad into his own bhav in the mood of Radharani, and then Radhabhavita, Subhavita. So we take this prayer as sadhakas, and we say, "Yes, this is our eternal sarup. I'm eternal servant of Krishna." And I have to beg, always be begging as a servant of the servant of the servant. Lord Chaitanya is teaching in the development of the Shikshastaka. It's actually explaining the beginning of Shraddha, and it goes to Prema. So what is this verse? Ayinandatanajikankaram. This verse is called Asakti. And one is attached to Krishna. Because if you're in the ocean and you're drowning and you want to come out, you have to get attached to something. You get attached to a lifeboat, or you attach yourself to a log that's floating in the ocean. When you come to some island in the middle of the ocean, you crawl up on the sand and attach yourself to the sand. Well, just like particles of dust, sthita duli sadrisham. When you walk in the dust of Vrindavan, especially in the Shravan time, sometimes there's some rain and there's a little moisture in the dust. That dust will stick to your feet. Sthita duli sadrisham. So Lord Chaitanya is saying, I want to stick my mind and heart on the feet of Krishna. I don't want it to go anywhere. I want a connection there. I want a connection there through service. This is the only way I can maintain connection to Krishna and stay out of the material world is through service. Give me service, give me service, give me service. And then Lord Chaitanya was a perfect exemplar of Dasya Bhava. That's why in the verse preceding this, Krishna's Kaviraj says, he says, Dasya Bhakti Dhan. When this mood of Dasya Bhakti awakened in Lord Chaitanya, then he prayed like this, Ayinanda Tinakam, Tanachakinkaram. So this type of identity, we must develop this over and over again. These prayers have so much power to create this identity, to create attachment to the Lord. It can come by chanting this prayer, meditating on this prayer, and acting according to the teachings of Lord Chaitanya's prayer here. So, because the Krishna conscious movement, the movement of Lord Chaitanya's devotees, the Sankirtan movement, is a movement of servants. And is a movement of Dasya Bhakti. And of course, Dasya Bhakti is the foundation for Vatsalya Bhakti, and Madhurya Bhakti, and Sakya Bhakti. That is the foundation. So the foundation, without the foundation, you can't build a house. So whether you want to live in a house of parental affection, or whether you want to live in a house of friendship, or whether you want to live in a house of conjugal love for Krishna, as Gopi Bhav, Sakhi Bhav, whatever, you must have a strong foundation of Dasya Bhakti, Daso Smi, Jivera Surupaya, Krishnara Nitya Das. So this verse is explaining the actual Sarup, the eternal Sarup of the Jiva, that actually we have nothing to do with this body, nothing to do with this ocean of birth and death. We have everything to do with the service of Lord Chaitanya and the service of Krishna. That is our everything. And this verse is a sakti. This verse represents a sakti. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that when we come to this platform of attachment to the lotus feet of Krishna, completely in a mood of service with no other separate desire, that is called a sakti. And then he explains that there's a meditation that goes with this verse in Vajranahasyam. This book is there in English also. And it's explained that in the afternoon, Aparana Lila, that this verse, Ayinandu Tanaja Kinkaram, Lord Chaitanya is giving us an access into Krishna's pastimes. Stita Duli Sadrishana Chintya. Aparana Lila, Aparana, means from 3:36 in the afternoon until 6. Krishna's coming back from Govardhan, Kamban, he's coming back from Vrindavan with the cows. And Nanda Maharaj, who's full of Vatsalya love, and all the different Raktak and Patrak, all the boys in the house of Nanda Maharaj in Krishna's house, or in Sakya Bhav, and all the gopis in Varsan and Yavat, or in Madhurya Bhav, they're all running to the rooftops of the Chandrashalika, because they want to see Krishna. So when they look in the distance, they see the cows, and they see the dust rising from the feet of the cows as they scratch the surface of Vrindavan with their hooves. And that dust rises in the air, then it settles onto Krishna's turban. It settles onto Krishna's turban, onto his eyelids, and onto his chadar, and onto his feet. Stita Duli Sadrishandi Chintya. So this verse, I want to fix myself as an atom, at the dust, a dust particle. I want to be a duli, a particle of dust at the lotus feet of Krishna. This is a prayer of Lord Chaitanya. So he's seeing, in his meditation, he's seeing Lord Krishna coming back from the forest with all the cows, and the dust of the land of Vrindavan is sprinkled on his feet, and it sticks there. It's stuck there, it won't come off. So this is the prayer of the devotee. He wants, when he chants his verse, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, as one becomes attached to Krishna, he has visions of attachment to Krishna. As the dust of Vrindavan is attached to Krishna, as Krishna's friends are attached to him, as his parents, as his gopis, conjugal lovers, I want that attachment also. Kim Karoni. I want to be an eternally attached servant to Krishna. I don't want anything else. So this pastime in the afternoon, there's Krishna's going through the villages. He goes through Varsana, or he passes through Yavat if he's on that side of Vrindavan, and the gopis stand there on the roadside, wanting to see, have his darshan and see him with his beautiful face sprinkled with the dust of Vrindavan. And when the cows walk by, then that dust also sprinkles on them, and they feel completely satisfied. So we see that the demigods, they come down every day at this time. Brahma, Shiva, Chandra. And they want to take a bath in the dust of the cow's feet to purify their existence. Because by the mercy of the Brajaraj, the Stita Duli, then they can offer prayers. And they offer prayers to Krishna. And Krishna leans on his stick. Lord Chaitanya is seeing all this in this prayer. Ayinanda Tanuja Kinkaram. Stita Duli Sadrisham. Krishna is leaning on his coward stick, and the demigods are offering nice prayers, and he's just looking at them, smiling. And the coward boys are looking at Krishna, when's this going to be over? So then finally the demigods leave, because they feel a little embarrassed. They don't want to disturb Krishna's pastimes any longer by their long recitation of stutis and stotras and his glorification. So then after Indra and Shiva and Brahma and Chandra and all the demigods leave Vrindavan, then Sridham, Sudham, Suma, they all start joking. Who were those guys? Who were those people? Who were those people? One guy had four heads, another guy was blue, and they had so many different helmets, and what were all those sense
Sanskrit shlokas. What was all that? They don't know Brajavas. What are they saying? Because the demigods, they don't speak the language of Vrindavan, Brajavas. They speak Sanskrit, Devanagari. So Krishna said, yes, anyway, that they have to do like that, you know. Don't worry about it. So in this way, the demigods come down to get the dust of the Vrindavan, and this is Stita Duli Sadrisham Vichintiya. So this, when we're chanting this prayer, we're realizing, yes, Krishna, really I am in a Bhava Ambudi. I am in an ocean of birth and death. I really am drowning. My position is not safe or secure. I could go under at any moment. Just like they say, when a devotee leaves the association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement and goes into Maya, it said that he blooped. It says that he blooped. Well, bloop is the sound of an object. When an object goes under the water, if you take a rock, or a stone or a brick and you throw it into a lake, when it goes into the lake, when it hits the water and it goes under the water, what is the sound that it makes? Bloop. And you don't see the rock anymore. It's under the water. It's submerged. So when a devotee goes into Maya, he gets submerged. He's under the water. He's invisible. He's blooped. So we're in the ocean. This is Bhava Ambudi. So any minute we could go under that ocean. So we must hold on very fastly and very tightly to the lotus feet of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gauranga Charana. And this is the day for that. This is the day for crawling out of the ocean. If we're a little bit under, on this day we should crawl out, because those feet are standing there on the shore of everyone's heart. On the shore of everyone's heart. On the ocean there is a shoreline, or a tapta. You want to move in, there's a shoreline. So on that shoreline there are two golden lotus feet standing there. And those toes of those lotus feet are just a little bit touching inside the water. So even if you go under the water, you can see a golden glow. You can see a golden glow from the toenails of Lord Chaitanya, even if you go under for a second. And then you reach out, you go towards that glow of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, and you hold on to his feet, and he'll pull you out of the ocean of birth and death. So by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, and only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, will we enter into the dust of Vrindavan, be able to cover ourselves and roll in the dust of Vrindavan, and roll our minds in the past eternal pastimes of Krishna, and serve Krishna's eternal pastimes in that dust of Vrindavan, by taking the dust of Lord Chaitanya's holy name and his mercy upon our heads, especially on this holy day of Gaura Purnima. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki Jai.